Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. Today, we're diving into leadership, growth, and success with our guest, Corey Price. But before we get into it, here's our quote of the day. The weight of a person's words should be placed on what they've done successfully. John Maxwell. This quote speaks to the power of credibility. Your words carry more meaning when they are backed by actions and results. And today we have someone who exemplifies that very idea. Corey Price is a partner with Orca Life and a key affiliate with AmeriLife. Corey's leadership and track record speaks volumes. In just 9 years, his team has produced over $13 million in total production with 16,000 applications written, while Corey himself has achieved more than 800,000 in personal production with 982 applications. Corey, it's great to have you here. Holy cow, that's a lot of apps. That's a lot of production. You know a thing or two about success. Is that right?
I wouldn't say that. I just figured it out after a few years. Let's put it that way.
That's right. He's you forgot to mention his greatest number, and that's his number one, the first child that he just had this year. So his whole life is turning upside down. How old is Bailey now?
She is 9 months old, and she's a handful. Let's put it that way. You get that from her mom.
Yeah, shout out to Shelby there.
She's precious. She is gorgeous. She actually looks just like Corey, ironically. It's crazy to say that, but we just saw her this past weekend, and she looks just like you. I told Shelby, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. She can look just like me and be cute, but then I can look just like me and not be. So I don't know how that works.
I'm glad you said it. I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going there. But
just calling out the elephant in the room.
There we go. Good. I'm glad. Well, I'm waiting. I've been waiting for this day. You know, Corey, you've been with us for a long time now, it seems. I don't know the number of years. Lindsay probably just mentioned it, but I've always said, man, these guys don't get it. You know, they don't get it, what it's like having kids and having to build this business and run this show the way that we have. So the selfish, self-centered, egotistical David Curry has been waiting for these children to start to slow some of you youngsters down. But man, I would say I've got to give you credit where credit's due for sure. I love the quote. And like we said, kind of coming up to this call, you are, you know, prime example of what that quote means. You know, you've been somebody that has been a power player in our business since the day you came into Orca. When was that? Was it 18?
19, February of 2019. Is when I came.
5 years with Orca.
Yep.
Beautiful. I'm almost six, I guess. And you've been in Final Expense for how long?
Got licensed in 2014. So about 10 years total.
Okay. That's the same lifespan we have in the business. So again, like I said, from the day you walked in our door, you've been a key player, a number one agent, number one producer consistently, teaching and helping others learn this business. I'm excited to kind of dive into our business a lot. You know, we do a lot of leadership on this podcast. It's near and dear to our heart. We're very passionate about leadership. You have certainly been down that road and are doing a wonderful job leading your team and move that into an AmeriLife partnership, which is, you know, an amazing feat in its own. But I'm excited to just dive into what we do because we haven't done a whole lot of that throughout the series of this podcast. So excited to talk about Orca, Final Expense, your journey in the business, And for those that don't know, final expense is kind of an odd thing. Is maybe even if you're in the insurance business, you might even think final expense is more odd if you understand insurance. But it's a different business. You know, like we said, we show up at folks' houses. They don't know we're coming. We sit down. Some of those houses might not be the biggest on the block or the nicest or the well-kept, but we love our families and love what we do. What brought you into this crazy business?
You're right. So a lot of people do not understand. People that, you know, there's plenty of different avenues you can go into an insurance, that final expense is the last thing you think of when you tell somebody you're an insurance agent. So yes, that you're spot on with that. But when you ask what brought me into the business, so I had a sales job before this, at a home remodeling company, would sell windows and sunrooms and bathrooms and all the things in a home that cost a lot of money. And had a boss, and the owner of the company, he was responsible for cutting the checks. He paid out the commissions, and then once every 2 weeks, you would get your check. And so we went on for a couple of years doing that, and it got harder and harder to get those checks. They kept getting delayed. He kept finding ways to cut those commissions. And a friend of mine mentioned this business and said, hey, he used to do that job as well. He said, hey, you don't have to worry. You come do this. There's no person that's ever going to decide how much you make or your worth or when you get paid. It's all going to be up to you. And at this point, I was so fed up with someone else determining my wealth and determining how much I was going to make. I didn't need to know anything else other than that, because I was confident in being able to sell anything at that point. If you could sell an overpriced sunroom, you could probably sell a life insurance policy that somebody needs.
Right.
So I came in confident, and I loved the idea that if I sold something on Tuesday, I was probably getting paid on it by Thursday, and there was no boss or CEO that was going to determine or try and nickel and dime me for my worth. I wanted to be in charge of that. And so ultimately, that is what brought me into the business.
Wow. So, you know, when you think about that, when someone, a boss, is like, hey, Corey, we'll get you that bonus next week. And then they keep pushing it off and pushing it off. That's and crazy. Then you're like, I'm fed up. I'm still putting these nice bathrooms in, these nice windows, and I'm not getting compensated. And that speaks to, you know, your ROI, right? Your return on your investment, and that I'm worthy of more because I'm putting in all this time and effort.
Yeah. Funny story how it ended there was, I sold this very expensive sunroom. It was almost $40,000. They paid cash. They wrote a check for third down. So I had a check for about $16,000 to turn in, and I ended up holding it hostage until I got caught up on my commission, got that check, cashed it, and then started studying the next morning. So
talk about negotiating ability at its finest. Yeah.
Met the owner at the store at like midnight on my way home from E-Town and told him what was going on. Got caught up and then started studying for insurance, and the rest is history.
That is beautiful. Yeah, we've always said our business is a what's your worth income. You know, you got to be able to put that weight on your shoulders. You know, being the owner, being the boss, comes with responsibility and accountability. And you all have done a great job. And I love, you know, Corey, one of the things I love about your story is how you came to Orca too, because, you know, our business, the insurance business, I remember when I was getting into the insurance business, leaving the golf business professional thing. And I remember one of our members came up to me and he said, man, getting in the insurance business, like, damn. He's like, oh, you'll be back. He's like, that's cutthroat, dude. That's cutthroat. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, I know nothing about what I'm getting into, what I'm doing, just jumping in. And I understand that now, right? Like, you know the deal, that all these insurance agents, they're out there jumping around asking about contracts. They'll, you know, chasing leads, chasing this, chasing that. And, you know, we've always been big on, it's not about the contracts, about how much money we're making. It's about the deposits that we see. And it was, I guess, 2019 that you guys, you and a couple others, I think, came to Orca And tell me a little bit about what that experience was like out there on the other side of the line from where we are today versus, I guess, the green grass. I'll say the green grass we have going on.
Yeah, and I'll scream that from rooftop because I like to, you know, Lindsay said those stats there to start. And to be honest with you, that all comes from the second half of those 10 years because I like to look at my career in insurance as a first and second half because the first half was nothing like what it was when I got to Orca. I mean, I can still remember just calling Scott at, like when they posted production or you've got a cop department willing to help or you've got an upline that's willing to help or you do these training calls and the whole shebang. I mean, for 5 years I was doing this and it was like the wild, wild west. We may or may not have enough leads that week to go run. You may have to split business just so that you both can go work. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no training system in place. You have no relationship with these carriers or there's no monthly trainings, anything like that. And, you know, it was, I didn't know I was okay at this job until I got to Orca, to be honest with you, because there's no measuring scale. There's, it's just, it's, we're not even comparing apples to apples. And so when I got to Orca and realized what it should be like and what it could be like, I will tell anyone that I come across that, you know, the grass is not greener on the other side. Because what's the saying? 5% of zero is still zero. It doesn't matter contract level. It matters about how much you deposit, you know, and that was something Glenn preached from the very beginning. And with the system in place at Orca and with everything that comes with being a member of Orca and being a part of Orca, in my 10 years, I've never seen anything comparable. Financially, if you looked at nothing but on paper, I can tell you the months that I came to Orca. And that's simple, literally March of 2019. If I knew nothing else, if I literally hit my head and forgot everything, but I've had the paper and remembered I was at Orca, I could tell you the month that I started writing business at Orca because of the value that's provided.
That's right. And there's an old wives' tale that Glenn likes to say about how your accountant just couldn't believe what happened. So the tale was told also in the value of the bank account number that was sitting there too.
Yeah, he messes that story up every time. I don't think I've ever heard him say it.
No.
At this point, I don't even know where it's at. He could have grown legs and made a story of its own by now.
Oh, man. Yes, it could. Hey, I want to jump into because it's so cool that, and I know there are a lot of people here at Orca that look at you and look at the path that you've paved and where you are today as having made that affiliate partner of AmeriLife, which is such an accomplishment and such a next step to a much bigger and larger success. But you started in 2019, and I remember you were an adamant individual that was not necessarily interested in growing your business. And you were not going to hire or bring anybody into this business. Do you remember when you first started that movement?
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes back to that last question because I had an upline that wasn't really the best leader for me in our group before I got to Orca. And I was scared to death to bring someone into the business because I knew what it took to be successful. And I didn't have the resources or the support or the knowledge to bring someone on, to take them from another career that they're doing and it's paying their bills for their family and bring them into a business like this where it's full commission. You could succeed or you could fail. I did not have that confidence and I wasn't going to do that. So in 2019, when I get to Orca, I did have that mentality that I'm not really in a position or a mindset to hire. But then I started realizing that with the right system in place, and I'd been taught enough of what not to do that I knew really what I needed to do to bring someone on this business and be successful. And so I started changing a little bit. First couple of hires were good friends of mine that were already in the sales business. They were in car sales. And in 2020, the car sales really took a dip because of COVID. they're looking for another career. And those were a couple of guys that I was confident in that could really do this job. So took a chance on them, had built up financially a spot where I could really pour into them, make sure they succeeded. And they did. They're now two of my team leaders. They've got teams of their own, and they'll be talking with AmeriLife one day as well. And so that changed their lives. You ask them today, they'll tell you the day they joined York, it changed their life. And so then I started looking at it completely different. It wasn't taking a chance on them. I know now how to change someone's life, how to put them in a career they enjoy, to bring financial freedom to them, and to really give them a good work life balance. And that's exactly what I've tried to do. That's what I poured into them, that pay it forward mentality. You know, when you hire someone, you're responsible to make them succeed. And so now Brian and Robin did that, and now it's on down the list. And it completely was a mind shift for me once I realized what was possible and what we had in place.
Well, and I think in that, because I remember that first year that you joined Orca in 2019, and you really just wanted to figure out the system and the metrics yourself, right? Because that was, I remember having conversations with you like, look, I want to figure this out myself and make sure when I do start to hire somebody, I'm able to financially be able to help them, but also to pour into them, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I remember that. So, you know, Corey, clearly your team, Legacy Financial Group has extremely impressive numbers, and it's clear that, you know, that shifted. So with that, what was the biggest thing that you kind of took away from that year of 2019 when you kind of went on this path to try to figure out what it is that you wanted to be able to pour into others?
Well, that was something that was a line that Glenn dropped the very first day. So when I drove up to the office and met Glenn and met you all for the first time, he made a comment about, as an upline, the downline doesn't work for the upline. The upline works for the downline. And that really, I mean, that
was new to you?
That was new to me, because my upline, it was the other way around.
Yeah.
And so that right there was all I needed to hear, because now when you bring somebody, it that mind shift. So you go, you write your own business. It's all how do you perfect your craft? How do you build a lot of build your bank account up, the whole shebang? But whenever you start bringing somebody into the business, it's a mind shift. It's a complete change, and it's now you work for that person. You pay it forward. So one thing that I'm more proud of with this group at LFG than anything else is that mentality, pay it forward, is something that we have adopted, and it's been part of it. And so what that means is, so let's say that I poured into Robin and Brian. Let's use a different example, Ashley Williams. Let's say that, you know, poured into her, really invested my time and money and energy into her. She does well. And because of that, she's going to pay it forward to somebody else at LFG, whether they're money touch or not, whether she benefits a penny from it. It's a pay it forward mentality, so that kind of everybody succeeds. And that's across the board how LMG works, is when someone needs help, they're quick to put them in the car with them. They're quick to help them at night. They're quick. I've seen LFG raise thousands of dollars overnight to help someone out when something bad happens. So it's just that pay it forward mentality that we've adopted that has allowed that success to branch out to, you know, we have a pretty high success rate as far as turnover. When you get in a sales business, there's going to be a lot of turnover, but I don't know the exact number, but it cannot be very many that have not succeeded in this part of this team, because it's not just me that's pouring into them, it's the entire team, and it's pretty special. So really, that pay it forward mentality and working for them is the biggest mind shift. It's the biggest thing that had to change for me. Was it's no longer about me. If I want to succeed, I've already hit the tipping point. I'm maxed out with what I can do on my own pen and my own success. So now it's up to me pouring into others if I want to go any further in life. And if they succeed, I succeed.
I love that, man. And just to chime in there, we say that a lot, right? And we've said it before. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And, you know, it's something else we've always said. The day you bring somebody into the business is the day that you now care about someone else's success more than your own. And it's, and it is a mentality. And I'll tell you what, man, that was what brought us to the AmeriLife family. Really, really was. You know, shaking hands with Scotty Elliott, Mike Vitri, Scott Perry, the leadership of the AmeriLife company itself, that same mentality and mantra, we could feel that when we met them, right? In I guess it was October of 2020. I'm sure Vitri remember those days because he said we were the absolute longest shop to get to the table from the day that we met with them. But just back, I was thinking about that, right? And I want to put context into that statement I say, because it's always not, it's easy to say somebody loves you, somebody cares about you, right? But the actions always speak louder than the words. And we were at the AmeriLife kickoff conference this past January, and Scotty Elliott, our leader of the health division that we have, our chief officer, the quote, the mission statement, I guess it's the health distribution vision and mission, is to love, support, and serve our affiliate partners, who, i.e., that is Lindsay, myself, you, Corey, Orca, Hype, fostering quantitative and qualitative growth through value creation and shared synergies. The love for each other is running all the way from the top of this organization. And I love, just to keep saying it, it's what drives success, right? Like we've learned, you're only going to go so far. You just said it. You're only going to go so far by yourself. And then at some point, you've got to lock arms with others to some degree to keep that mission moving forward. So I love AmeriLife. I love LFG. The synergy that you guys have as a group is, second to none, in my opinion.
Well, and it speaks volumes. I mean, their numbers speak to that, right? The actions that are being placed. So, you know, while we're on the AmeriLife topic, fast forward to June of 2024, LFG Core, you all were able to partner with AmeriLife, which is huge. I mean, that's I think that probably when you started at Orca, you didn't know that there was an opportunity like that. I know David and I did not know that there was an opportunity to partner with a company such as AmeriLife. Tell us what fostered your desire for that partnership, Corey.
Sure. Well, I don't know where to start with that one, but either points. First is a quote that always comes to mind is a rising tide lifts all ships. And so in my mind, AmeriLife is that tide. They're booming. They're doing great. They're growing. So I want to tie up to them because that means I want to experience that growth. I want to be a part of that growth. And so that was a huge one for me. I love the accountability, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of Zooms, a lot of integration, and a lot of all that stuff that can be nerve-wracking at first, but I love the accountability. Not only are they going to help you hold you accountable, but then they're also going to help you hit your goals. So that's a level of accountability that I hadn't had in a few years that is good for me. Mm-hmm. So you don't get stagnant, so you do continue to grow. But then on a more basic level, you know, when you get into insurance, one thing you always wonder is what's my end game, right? Obviously I'm 35. I don't have any desire to go anywhere anytime soon, but what in 10, 15, 20 years, what is my end game? And do you sell enough policies to where you can invest your money and you can set it back and you could, you know, have that passive income in the second half of your life? Do you build a team? What do you do? Do you get into Medicare with those renewals? You know, what do you do to where you have an end game? And AmeriLife presents that. So another key feature of that is, so, you know, you take that money and that's that partnership. You take that up front and then you go, and that's for your family. That's for your future. That's for what you've sacrificed, what they sacrificed in the past 9-10 years. And then now you've got that 40%. Now you build your legacy. Now you build that 40% up more than that 60%. And then that's your end game. And on top of that, you know, the benefits that are offered. I would love to, you know, my wife right now still works because of the benefits that she has at her job. And to be able to have those benefits at AmeriLife now give her the opportunity to chase her dream if she wants to. So that was always huge for me too, because now she's got the flexibility that she can do what she wants. It's going to truly make her happy.
Yeah, you can't put a price on the happiness, man. It's funny, you know, being an ex-golf pro, I never really had the corporate gig either. And, you know, we always kind of sell people away from their benefits, right? It's like, oh, man, you know, you can make enough money to put your own benefits in place. And then we landed that AmeriLife relationship and partnership. And I'm like, you know what? These damn benefits aren't too bad.
Nice to have both. It's nice to have both.
That's right, man. That's right. Let's talk about future going forward together, right? And now that we're here, you know, again, your relationship with us and AmeriLife took that next step in June when we closed that deal. We're just now embarking, kind of getting through the first quarter together. What kind of expectations do you have for you and your business? Like you said, moving closer towards that final destination, where do you want to go? What expectation do you have?
Well, just like whenever I started growing, I want to start pouring into others to get them there, right? There's a couple guys on the team right now that are starting to flirt with the idea of that. But there's others that have a lot of that potential. A lot of young guys we've hired that are motivated and talented and have that desire that in 4 or 5 years they could be there too. And so just like how when you hit the point where you individually you've gone as far as you can go, you got to start building. Well, it's the same concept to me with AmeriLife. I was fortunate enough to make this partnership. It was one of the greatest things that I'm super proud to be here. But now it's time to try to build up others, pay it forward to get them here as well, because not only is that success for me, but that's, you know, they helped me get to where I am. And so it's just returning the favor and building them up as well. So that is my short-term goal, is to really focus on other members of LFG, given the opportunity that I have.
I love that, because when you know, there's no greater feeling than when the leader in, you know, you've been teaching, right, the student, and then they get the same opportunity that you yourself was presented, right? There's no greater feeling, just like when you first hire somebody and they write that first app. I mean, you're probably dancing harder than they are because you're so excited for them, right? There's no greater feeling than that. And so since we're talking about leadership, what has been the biggest challenge that you faced in your career?
In terms of leadership? Mm-hmm.
Well, so we always say you're always leading, right? Like whether you're leading a group of 10 or you are just leading yourself throughout your day, you're leading, right? When you were an independent agent out there all by yourself, you were still making choices that were going to have consequences as to how your day went. So really, just the biggest lessons, right? Like if we quote that as leadership lessons, but talk to us about some of the biggest lessons that you've learned throughout your experience in our business.
Yeah. So that one's an easy one. This business is exactly what you see it as. And so what I mean by that is it's all in the beholder's eyes. I mean, it could be all great or it can be all bad. It depends on how you see it. So there's another quote, and I love the quotes, so that's what keeps me going. But there's another quote that says, "He who says he can and he who says he can't are usually both correct." So if you believe you can, then you can't. I mean, if you go to the door and you're expecting to not be let in, you're not going to be let in. If you get up in the morning and you're dreading going to knock and going to work, oh, it's a crappy day, it's a cruddy day, I'm not going to get the sits, I'm not going to do well, I'm not going to close these apps, I'm going to have to deal with final expense BS all day, then yes, you will. 100% you will. Because you manifest it. Your body makes it. You put off that vibe. But if you wake up hungry and have with the right mentality, and hey, I'm going to go get my four sits. I'm going to sell 5 apps. I'm going to make a couple grand today. I'm going to get in this home. You're positive. You're projecting confidence. when you get to the door, that client notices that. That client feels it subconsciously, but they have a better feeling of you. They have a better first impression of you. And the people that have that mentality, and it's clear when you go out on your own, whether you are pessimistic about it or you're optimistic, but it's clear. And the people that have that go-getter mentality always end up succeeding. They always do because they're confident in themselves.
Yeah, I know. If we all only understood the depth of that little engine that could back when we were 4 years old.
100%. You know, I was watching this talk the other day, and a guy asked another guy, he said, okay, find everything in the room that is brown. And he looked around for 30 seconds. He said, okay, good. I've got it. He said, okay, now tell me everything in the room that was green. And he said, well, I have no idea. I didn't see anything. And so he's like, because you weren't looking for it, right? And he said, okay, now let me ask you this. How many things did you look in the around the room that was kind of like a reddish burgundy that you catted that as brown so that you could make yourself more successful at this task? And he said, oh, a ton of things. The thing right over there, I don't think that's really brown, but I counted it as brown. And so he was like, so you're telling me, so you're looking for ways to be successful and you found things that weren't even there, right? And so you didn't see the negative things. The green represents a negative. You didn't see any of that. You were looking for positives and you even found things that weren't even there. So whenever you've got the right mentality of that success, you're going to find things and ways to be successful that you wouldn't have found if you're waking up looking for all the negatives. And that really, really just blew my mind. That simple brown and green reference was amazing. And it's so true. You know, if you're looking to be successful and you've got the right mentality, doors are going to open and you're going to find ways to be successful. But if you're negative and you're expecting things to not go well, they're not going to go well. And I know that's, it's hard to train your mind that way, but that's the one denominator of everyone that's came on board, is if you have the confidence in yourself and the drive to make it work, it works.
No, that's so true. And, you know, thinking about, because I know you've got a little girl, Bailey, we've got three kids, and something that we've already started practicing with our three is, hey, what are you, three things that you're grateful for today on the way to school, right? And sometimes they say they're grateful that they're going to school, which usually, you know, they're usually not, but it's getting them into the mindset of looking, to your point, Corey, for positive things, right? What am I grateful for here today? And it could be something so simple. So it's in its power in the mindset, because you're so right. I mean, if you think that you're going to have a crappy day, you are. But if you think that you're going to have a fantastic day, your mind's already accomplished 90% of the battle.
Yeah, so true. And I don't think it's coincidence you asked us to look into your screen and see what you can find that's brown back behind you there.
Yeah. Find a lot right now.
Looking good. Those shelves look so good. If it's after 5 o'clock, go ahead and have one. So what you said is so powerful, right? And it certainly comes down to leading yourself, right? Everybody has that choice as to how I'm going to lead myself, and am I going to look, can I or can't I? And you're going to be right. Let's just shift that real quickly and ask what you've learned now that you have such a large group of folks. And it's not always that everybody has that same mindset, or it's not always that it's so easy to lead that horse to the water that you know is right around the corner. What have you learned, and talk to us one lesson that you've learned about leading other people?
Goodness. Now that
the harder job, right?
That's honestly, I don't even know if there is a right answer for that. The toughest lesson for leading others, honestly, probably complacency. And what I mean by that is, you know, when a person gets in this business, and their first 3 to 6 months, they are hungry, they're motivated, they work hard, they do what it takes to get them there, and then they get their back end. And now financially, it is not a do or die situation. How do you keep those agents hungry so they're not stagnant, they're not complacent? That has been the hardest thing, because life hits you from time to time with bills, you know, holidays, chargebacks, you name it. So then what ends up happening is you take your foot off the gas And then it will say winter hits, you know, holidays, take a week off, chargebacks. You're starting January exactly where you finished. So you're starting January 25 exactly where you finished January or December of 23, right? So you gained nothing that year. You went through the motions. One of the most challenging things and lessons I've learned is you have to find a way to keep them motivated, to keep them hungry, so that they don't waste a year of prime time knocking, setting money back, and being successful, right? You're there 20, a lot of these guys are 24, 25 years old. They don't have kids. They don't have a family yet. In 10 years, they will. They'll wish they had that year back to make a difference. They don't realize that now, but that's my job, is to help them realize it now so they can put themselves in a better position. I was fortunate enough to make it happen early on, so that by the time Bailey was born, right, I had some flexibility, I had some options, and I don't have to go out there and knock. And that's what these guys need to understand, is do it now so you don't have to do it later, right? But that comes with a lot of challenges. To convince someone of that when they've got plenty of money in the bank right now is a very challenging thing to do.
Great point. And honestly, when you think about, you know, I think we as humans underestimate how much we can accomplish in a week, right? What can 3 weeks actually do to your bank account? Like when you reference, hey, December, you know, say you stop on the 14th and then you're going to start again on January 1, like what could you have accomplished in those 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I would say, man, one thing we've always said is there, not everybody's the top 5% or the top 5%, right? Like Lindsay, myself, you know, others, plenty of others in our business with us, that they're always going to do more because that's just who they are. And that's the drive and the passion that they want. And there's going to be some that fall real complacent quicker than you would want them to. And yeah, it is. A lot of it for us has been getting on their street, right? And like, let's identify where you really want to go. Let's identify where you're at, what you want, so I can get your passion behind that movement. And I think adjusting the target, right? Constantly adjusting the target, constantly painting that bigger picture that would push them for more, that would sell the dream as to why I would continue to work harder than most people do when I don't have to, right? Because there's only a few that are born that way. And that's why you have the top five and the top 1%ers of the world, because that's usually them. So such a true statement, and I love it, man. Yes, Lindsay.
Well, clearly the track record shows. I mean, your track record, Corey, the team's track record, you know, as far as success, to tie it back into the quote. And so why don't you share with folks, if someone's maybe, hey, look, I would like to chat with Corey, or maybe like to understand a little bit more about the business, can you share your email and your phone number?
Yeah. Yeah. Phone number is 606-305-5743. Email is just coreyprice@orca.life, Corey, price@orca.life. It's final expense is like no other business you've ever done. If you're sitting at a 9-to-5 and you're bored and you're not sure what you want to do next in life, you know that what you're doing isn't it. I promise you this, you're not going to get bored with this business. The sky's the limit, and there is literally anything is possible, as long as you've got the work ethic to support it. So that'd be my number one thing, is in this business, you get out what you put in.
And you get your pay worth your
sweat. Absolutely. You don't have to hold a check hostage at midnight.
That's right. No, you get paid straight from the insurance company. And I love the AmeriLife thing. I got to throw that in there with everything you just said. We're just starting. Right. We're really behind this holistic approach and serving the senior market in a bigger and better way for all their retirement needs, their Medicare, their annuity, their life insurance. And we have such an untapped potential with our sales force. So we're just getting started, and we are so thankful to have you as part of that starting team. Corey, you the man. Love you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, man.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Corey, for joining us and sharing all your success today and your challenges. We appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners, and we will see you next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.